become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be live with you for the next 2 hours on this. What's the date today? Oh, it's the 18th of August, 2005. We'll be live with you for the next 2 hours. And my guest today, this is Thursday, folks. John Ainsworth is my guest. And we're going to be talking about, oh, that's right, lawful government. Something we haven't seen in this country for a while, right? Everybody watches the news and they just can't figure out how the crooks just keep on walking away. Well, that's it. There's an old saying, folks. It takes one to know one. So we'll be talking with John Ainsworth right after this first break. NCRepublic.org is their website. Very nice website. A lot of information on this. Articles, petitions, cases, documents, a ton of stuff. If you've not gone up to their website, ncrepublic.org, then you're missing the boat, folks, because what we're talking about here is lawful government. We can demonstrate until the cows come home how it's been usurped, taken over, hijacked, whatever adjective that you want to use, or verb. But the fact still remains that we have unlawful government in this country, unconstitutional government. They've slid in, they've replaced it, hoping nobody would notice. But everybody keeps standing around, scratching their head, going, oh, we don't recognize what's going on in the country, and how can they do this, and how can they do that? Well, the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, is because they have a de facto government in there. We don't have the de jure government anymore, it's de facto. And it's just not the Fed, folks, it's the state governments as well. Do you think they'd be able to adopt Agenda 21? Do you think they could do NAFTA or Free Trade Area of Americas or CAFTA or the money thing or the taxes or doing anything that they're doing if they were still following the Constitution? The simple and short, sweet answer to that is absolutely not. So the question then is, how do we get rid of that unconstitutional de facto government, put in the lawful constitutional de jure government? That's what this Thursday program is all about. Ah, so simple. Good minds out there doing the research, pedaling as fast as they can to get to the right problem so we can arrive at the correct solution. A lot of people out there are still hacking at the branches. The roots of this evil are deep, ladies and gentlemen. But I'll tell you what, once you strike at that root, the whole thing dies. And I don't care how big it is. I don't care how big of a monstrosity it's become. I don't care how many people are connected with it, how many people are zooming whom over what subject, and how much money they're getting. We have lawful government in this country, folks. Guess what we get back? Freedom and liberty and the right to determine our own lives, and not at the behest of some bureaucrat sitting in either a state government or a governmental office up there at the Fed end. No, it all comes to a grinding halt. We get our lives back, we get control of our money back, we get control of our country, our freedom and liberty and security back once again. We'll be talking about that right after this break.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Kicking off this Thursday edition of the National Intel Report. That's right, it's an educational Thursday, folks. Why aren't people out there telling folks right now that there is a talk show host that has guests on that is telling you about real history? Of course, we're demonstrating the problem as to what went wrong and how it went wrong and what we need to do to fix it to cure our ills in this country. John Ainsworth, do you have an answer to that question?
Well, why are not more people doing that?
Yeah, why aren't more people listening and telling more people about where they can hear real news and information?
Apathy, human nature,
stupidity. Apathy goes with stupidity hand in hand, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and it does get very, whoops, I got my dog barking at something.
I hope it's your dog, either that or your wife is real hoarse.
But, that's the million-dollar question. You know, how do you get people interested? We have too many toys. People are just looking around, and it takes effort to do what we do. And not only does it take effort, but it takes a lot of self-reflection.
Well,
but
John, hold on here. People seem to have endless amount of time to complain and whine and everything else, but they don't have the time to do something that's constructive?
Well,
Say it ain't so.
I don't know what to do, man. It's just, you know, we've got huge problems in this country, and people know it, and people see it, and people just look to, you know, the talking heads on television and say that, you know, to look at, to be informed of what's going on. And the issue is that these guys are not informing you of anything more than what's on the surface. There is nothing that goes to the core of the issues that plague this country that you're going to find on the 6 o'clock news.
Well, and I'll give you a prime example of this. Cindy Sheehan, you're familiar with what she's doing.
Yes.
Last night, I don't know how they coordinated this, but they pulled it off. I guess MoveOn.org had a hand in this. And, of course, we've got the major medias, and this is a real funny twist. You know, it's as if it's the Democrats aren't people, too. You know, last year there were stories abounding about how the major mainstream medias are all have a liberal bent. Well, okay, the public hears that. And then this year we have the Cindy Sheehan issue. Well, now they're complaining that she's moving in with the leftists. Well, I guess leftists don't like wars either. They don't like to see our people, our sons and daughters killed for no good reason. So it's kind of a quandary here. So I'm watching the Cindy Sheehan thing take place. They had a vigil that even the Austin Un-American Statesman, sorry guys, but until you start printing the real truth down there, I'm going to keep calling you exactly that. But at any rate, they put in a paper that they had 300 to 500 people down on a bridge in Congress Avenue, right here in downtown Austin. About 500 people showed up for the candlelight vigil. Well, 1,500 other locations around the country is doing the same thing. Cindy Sheehan gets a reprieve up there near Crawford, Texas, where there's now private property that can all go on, and they're even closer. Instead of being 5 miles away from George Bush, now they're only 1 mile away. But the funny thing about this is that we had CNN reports, we had MSNBC, we had ABC, we had NBC, we had CBS, we had everybody out there. But that all you saw was the talking head giving you the report, but giving you no information. We have so many pictures up on RBN Live right now. Go take a look at that, folks. What they would not show you, John Ainsworth, was these people down there, who they were and what they were talking about. You go up to the website, we've got the pictures up there, but do you think that you could get one of these news medias to pan around to see what these people are actually talking about? Well, the short, simple answer to that is absolutely not. Is this a leftist conspiracy against George Bush? No. This happened to bring everybody under one tent that are saying that, you know, this Iraq war stinks. The president lied. We should get out of there. We should stop killing off our youth of America here for some political power grab for some guy that seems like the cheese slid off his cracker and he's not dealing in reality. But do you think that they'll cover that? Absolutely not. So you people out there that keep getting your news and think you can decipher through all of it, you'd better start thinking again. I mean, all of a sudden, last year we had a liberal press that hated George Bush. Now we got a liberal press that just absolutely loves him. I'm confused.
Well, it's the situation we have. It's kind of like I was talking earlier about the Supreme Court nominee we have.
You're talking about John Roberts.
Yeah, and I had an individual stop by the house the other day, actually it was yesterday, a good conservative Christian Republican friend.
Uh-huh.
You know, what do you think about, you know, this guy? And I'm like, I don't think much about him. I mean, there's nothing good going to come out of him. Of course, he's aghast. And I was saying, the Supreme Court has done more abominable things with conservative-placed justices. I mean, that's what's been going on for the last 20 years. The majority has been conservative placed. I said, we've got a rigged game. It's kind of like going to a Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl is rigged. Somebody's going to win, but you have a bunch of people rooting for the side that it's already fixed is going to lose. And that's what we're doing here in this country. Is we're going looking at the Republicans, and we're rooting, what do you think about this? Let's push this guy. Let's get with our representatives. Let's boycott this guy. Let's do this. And it's a fixed game. They're all in bed together, and you're not going to get remedy by, you know, trying to decipher what these usurpers and criminals are doing, because they're just trying to keep you busy. They're trying to keep you looking at not the solution. hey, looking in the wrong direction.
John, I have a quote for you, and I'll buy you dinner for the next year if you can tell me who actually said this.
Okay.
The quote follows, "Naturally, the common people don't want war. But after all, it is the leaders of a country who determine the policy, and it's always a simple matter to drag people along, whether it is a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for a lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in every country." Any guess of who said that?
How many guesses do I get?
One.
Hitler.
Close.
Mm.
Okay, I'm only going to buy you one lunch for that one. Hermann Göring, Hitler's Reich Marshal at the Nuremberg trials after World War II.
Okay.
I mean, my gosh, it's almost like we're living in a disconnected reality. It's the strangest thing. I've seen the 52 years on the face of this wonderful earth that I've been alive. I've seen a lot of stuff, but I have never, ever seen the likes of what I see going on today. And folks, what we're trying to do here, and this is very simple, and I don't know why people aren't catching on to this. Yesterday, John, I did a program, the entire 2 hours, on the subject of fear. And I watched the internet numbers, and they were dropping. And I'm going, oh, so the people that are dropping off, they already know what this program's going to be about. I'm talking about fear. And I'm talking about the immobilizing factor behind that fear. Oh, I can't get involved because my boss might get mad at me, and I might not get overtime, or he might get mad at me enough that he's going to fire me. Or for whatever leaky excuses, I've heard a basketful of them, I'm sure you have too, as your Republican friend. You know, if you read the Republican platform, it looks like it's penned by Thomas Jefferson. But let me ask you of how many of those principles in the Republican platform that the Republicans are actually following. Close to zero?
Well, the platform is to get votes, not to actually say what they're going to do.
Well, absolutely. And we all sit around and we all know this game. Well, politicians lie. Well, of course they lie. So why are you bothering to even listen to their lies anymore? Is it entertainment?
Well, not only do they listen to the lies, but they tell you, you know how we get remedy? Call these guys up. Call your representative up. And it's like, come on, people. We have a disconnect here.
Wait a minute. The guy that just lied to you, you're going to get an honest answer, and he's going to do something if you make a good point? Is that the thought?
That's the reality of what actually happened. And let me say this. Revelations 21:8 tells us that there is a place in the lake of fire for the cowardly. And I think this is one of the issues you might be dealing with is when you start talking about fear, fear runs people off. Fear is how the government keeps its hold on people. And once the people lose their fear through knowledge and through understanding, and you know what the truth is, they have lost their number one tool. And if you're a Christian, we have an obligation. In fact, not an obligation. It's required. I mean, absolute requirement that we are not cowardly. There is a place in hell for you if you know what's going on and you do nothing about it.
Well, and that was one of the points that I made yesterday, that people, once they start to learn the truth, once that porch light goes on, there's always somebody home. It doesn't go out. And for the life of me, now you talk about a cognitive disconnect and chaos in people's minds. Once they learn the truth, how can they ever turn their back against that? How can they ever walk away from it?
I have seen it happen. After people have been taken through federal court, found guilty of everything, and all of a sudden they're having to hop back in the system and just do everything. But it's out of fear. It's they know it. But it's just they can't pay the price of it anymore. You know, it used to be paying the ultimate price was death. Now paying the ultimate price is, you know, being harassed by the government. They might take your stuff from you.
Oh, are they? If you go to a meeting, they might have somebody there taking down your license plate. Or the cameras they're putting up, they might get an image of you.
Yeah.
Or if you call your congressman or you write your senator, that you might be put on a list. What is that, folks? That's called fear. And if we can't stand up for truth, You might as well pack it in, walk out on the back porch, put the gun to your head, and just do yourself in.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
I just went up to that Republic, ncrepublic.org. What a sharp-looking website that is.
That is. We upgraded. We found a really good guy.
Where did you find this webmaster at?
I think we found him at RBN Live.
Yeah, Danny did a great job of this. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at it. It's still under construction. There's stuff that you have to add, but a lot of information is up there. This is a good-looking website. Folks, ncrepublic.org. Don't net it, US it, or comment, .org it, ncrepublic.org. Now, you have been, you mentioned the fellow, the Republican.
Yeah.
Gosh, I wish, maybe I can't say this on air. Maybe I can find a tactful way of saying it. Yeah, you know the companies that make the feminine products?
Yeah.
I wish they would come out with one called a mind douche. So people could just go to the drugstore, dump all the garbage that they have in their head, and then put new, brand new, relevant, truthful information in their heads. Because this guy that you were talking to, I mean, can't they make a comparison? Can't they look at the way things were, the way they used to be, and ask themselves the all-important question, why can't it be again? What is it? John, I'm trying to get my little mind wrapped around this.
An American trait that we have grown to adapt to and has become a national trait is We as a people have learned to rationalize hypocrisy. We have learned to rationalize in our mind two opposing views as both being legitimate. And it's, you know, it's 1984 all over again. It's happening. It's right before our very eyes. What's 2 + 2? 5, you know, and it makes sense. You know, it's everywhere, everywhere you go. You know, one of the classic examples, you know, the abortion issue, the moral decay of this country, all these traits of America, and our pulpits talk about the 40 million murders that have happened, you know, through Roe versus Wade, what our Supreme Court says is justice. We look at our perverted, our godless schools, our godless courts, our godless, officially godless governments that have been all imposed by the Supreme Court, yet our churches will say this is the great government, and they'll have the flag in the sanctuary, and they'll be on the 4th of July, they're parading it down with color guards down the center aisle of the church.
You know,
the flag of a godless country.
Yeah, and I heard this the other day, that, the Constitution in Iraq, the new Constitution, hasn't been perfected and installed yet. Well, they're having some problems. One, they don't want federalism. They're stumbling over the women's rights issues. Look, we're in a country that is different than what is modern-day America. The subject of John Roberts came up, and you know, people want to know, well, the Democrats want to quiz John Roberts, and how does he feel Roe versus Wade and all of this stuff? You said 150 years ago they didn't ask questions like that, did they?
It was they weren't allowed to. It was totally improper. I mean, a classic example was Abraham Lincoln when he was filling some vacancies, and he had proposed some legislation, what we know as the Greenback Act, which was bringing in the fiat money. And it was patently unconstitutional, and everyone knew it. In fact, Chief Justice Taney at the time had already written his opinion on the unconstitutionality of it, just waiting for waiting for it to come before the court. But he ended up dying, and Abraham Lincoln had to fill his position. And it was totally improper. The poll judges, federal judges, of how would they vote on this or that. And so he had to choose someone who he already knew their opinion as it being legitimate or being constitutional, and that was Salmon P. Chase, his Secretary of Treasury. And so he made Salmon P. Chase Chief Justice of the Supreme Court because it was improper to ask him, but he already knew his beliefs.
Well, look what they did, and a lot of people have since said about Bork. He would have made a great Supreme Court justice. But what did they do with him during the confirmation hearings? They absolutely grilled the snot out of him. Now, I'm still a little bit in the dark here how a president can seat a Supreme Court judge, but it matters what his politics are. Since when does politics have anything to do with law? Where's the connection to there? I'm not understanding this, John.
Well, there is only one crime listed in the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, there's lots of crimes that can take place, but only one specifically mentioned, and it is treason. And one thing treason is a political crime. And so now what we have is we have the political overthrow of government through the Reconstruction Act and things of this nature. And now we have a system in place where you have the legislative, the executive and the judicial all trying to maintain an untenable position. That the overthrow of government by the overthrow of state governments by the federal government is legitimate and ought to be upheld. So what we see is now this country is not operating by law. It's operating on a political foundation of political power rules the law, not law and not the people. Whoever holds the political power and can just make something happen and maintain it, that becomes the law, not what law is.
We'll take your calls after this break. I want to read a short letter that a listener over last week, Ed Waller was on the show last week, and I want to read this letter that a listener sent to me. Martin, if you're listening to the program today, I hope you are. I'm going to read your letter. And if you'd like to call into the program, 800-313-9443.
are listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Hello, this is Christine with BringEmHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I just received this letter today, and I've got to read this because this is in response, John, to the program we did last Thursday with Ed Waller. He says, John Stadtmiller, he says, I'm writing this letter in response to the program you did with Ed Waller, which aired August 11th. That's last week. I do not have a telephone, therefore I could not make a call in to make the statements that will follow. First, I want to thank you for the effort you're making to correct the course that this country has taken. I think that you have done this without concern for your safety. I heard the statements about Ron Paul being concerned for his safety and that being a reason why he's not more vocal. I have talked to so many people that recognize that there is something wrong, but they are not willing to jeopardize their security. I have so many tell me that they do not want to go to jail. I have told those who think that they have security that they are deceived. There is only one source for security, and that's found in Yahweh. If you do not live according to his statutes, ordinances, and the law, there is no security. Now, in addressing the problem that is before us, we must first look for the source of the problem. The source of the problem can be found in the fact that the people in this country have turned their back on their Creator, the one who created heaven and earth and all that is in them. The people of this country have gone after other gods. They are idolaters. They are harlots. Material things have become their idol. And they have prostituted themselves to obtain these material things. It is written, you cannot serve Yahweh and money. John, I've heard you say that this country was established as a Christian country, and an examination of history bears this out. I have not seen it, but Pastor Butch Paul at calltodecision.com has a video titled, They Preached Liberty. From what he has said about it, and I understand it, it is about the preachers during the Revolutionary period who advocated separation from Britain. In looking for solutions to the problem that faces us, part of that solution is having preachers like those from the Revolutionary War period who preach liberty, which Paul seems to be cut out of the same cloth. I have visited a number of churches, and none of them addressed why America is in the fix that it is in. Of course, there is so-called churches, the 501c3 organizations, so there is no surprise about why they avoid the issues. The founders of this country understood that your liberty is only secured by the adherence to God's law. Government is limited by God. God does not instruct us to give unlimited submission to government of men. I've also listened to you enough to have heard some who call in and use religion as an excuse for not acting. And he says all you need to do is read Mark 8, 34 through 37 to them. And when he had called the people to him and his disciples also, he said unto them, whoever will come after me, let him take up the cross and follow me. For whoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? The liberty that this country was blessed with in the beginning was because the people who came here trusted in Yahweh and sought to live according to his will. The people who came here seeking liberty had to fight for their liberty. The Holy Writ states that there is nothing new under the sun. And so it is today. We have to be vigilant in maintaining liberty. I have gone to jail for what I believe, and if the will of Yahweh is, I will go again. I've read that one of the things that the colonists did to bring the attention of others, the need for a revolution, was the writing of pamphlets. No electronic media was available at the time, and it was a benefit to them. People had to read to be informed. Now, even though there is now many more means of communications, electronic communication has had a negative effect, especially television. The people of this country have had lobotomies performed on them by watching the television. Satan is an enemy, and he has had centuries of practice in his trade, and he has used television and music, rock and roll, country and western, rap, etc., to great advantage. John, I suspect that you are well aware of the effects of television on people and how people can manipulate with music. He says, Fahrenheit 9/11 makes this evident from film clips, which you hear the soldiers telling you which CDs they listen to get pumped up for battle. Satan is using his knowledge of music in the so-called Christian churches. The truth be known, they are synagogues of Satan. I have heard you mention the Shepherd's Chapel. If you compare the teachings of Arnold Murray to Holy Scriptures, you will find that his message does not square with the Holy Scriptures. Now, therefore, he signs off by Joshua 24:14-15. He says, now, therefore, fear Yahweh and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye Yahweh. And if it seems evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day whom ye shall serve, whether the gods for which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. Signed a listener and a supporter, Martin. And by the way, I do believe Martin is out of North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Folks, you know, people, the secular humanist and the liberal, and that's not a political statement. Liberal can be, you can be a Democrat, you can be a non-political person, but still of liberal progressive ideas that if you do your study, you can trace it back to communism, socialism, whatever ism or is that's out there. Folks, get over it. The country was founded on Christian principles. And for all the talk of deist, now I've got a video that Danny's going to put up on her site. Something happened to D. James Kennedy. You know, he's a TV evangelist. But something very odd happened a couple of weeks ago, and it was on a matter of conscience. And we're going to put his sermon, which I think is about 35 minutes, and we're going to put it on the website so people can watch this thing. And my guest yesterday, John, I don't know if you heard the program, but I had a gentleman in here, that we were addressing the subject of fear, and I've said this on this program many times. I am sick and tired of these preachers and these pastors standing at these pulpits being politically correct, not demonstrating to the flock, oh, remember what the Bible talked about? Oh, that's right. It talked about a new world order. Well, here is the examples in your face and in your backyard and your communities right now today. This is the greatest threat against liberty and security and freedom that this planet has ever seen. But yet these clowns stand behind those pulpits, supposedly being men of God and truth and everything else, and they breathe not one word of it because, well, they're afraid that the government's going to walk in, rip out their 501c3, and make them responsible for paying income taxes. What a bunch of tripe. So basically what they've done, and with the transformation that could start in this country tomorrow, if we had these cowards that were standing at these pulpits for once in their life speak the truth to their flocks, we could make a transition in this country almost overnight. It wouldn't be imperceptible. It would roll like a tsunami. But yet the clowns sit there. And I'll tell you what, John, I'll tell you, I hope we've been told good information, because if there is a hell, I hope these people burn in it for 1.5 million years. And I hope they enjoy every second of it, because they're cowards.
They are. And my hope is that they would see the truth and repent of their following evil ways and justifying wickedness in pulpits and wherever they do that. I mean, the classic example, the classic problem of the many classic problems we have is people want a no-risk fight. In other words, I want to fight, but I just don't want to get hurt. You know, I don't want anything taken away from me, but I want to stand up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and that's not the foundation of this country. Of course, everyone, I think, knows the last line of the Declaration of Independence, where they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor.
And which they gave up they didn't give up their honor. What they gave up is what they accumulated in their lives. Most of these people that signed the Declaration of Independence died very broke men.
Right. Imprisoned. I mean, this was... signing the Declaration of Independence was a treasonable, hangable offense. If they were caught, I mean, they're hung. And who's willing to sit there and stand up for the truth? Now, one thing I would take up, this is maybe just splitting hairs, that our founders weren't really fighting for liberty, and the preachers weren't really preaching liberty. They were preaching against tyranny, against a government that was out of control. You know, it wasn't like they were in a government that was operating within its bounds, but it just wasn't a free government. Therefore, we want to go have free government. It was a government that was terrorizing the people and doing everything it could to keep the people under their thumb. And the Lord tells us, the Bible tells us, that the throne is established by righteousness, and it's an abomination for kings to do wickedness. And so this is what was going on, is we had government across the Atlantic that was just terrorizing the people. And that's what we have today. We have a government today that silences the people. We're not allowed to protest. I mean, we've got so much going on in this country wrong, more so than what we had in the Vietnam era. But what kind of protest could you do in the 60s and 70s? They had huge protests. But now, if you protest, you're anti-government. And you're immediately labeled as, you know, a terrorist. You need to go to jail. Someone needs to crack down on those people.
Well,
and we've got to get a spirit of protest back again.
Well, I'll tell you something. You mentioned Patrick Henry. Young Christian attorney Patrick Henry saw why a jury of peers is so vital to freedom. And which, by the way, they've fixed the court systems, folks. Fully informed juries, forget it. It's being administered by the black-robed whores sitting behind the benches, and, of course, their henchmen, both defense and prosecutorial attorneys. It was in March of 1775 when he rode into a small town of Culpeper, Virginia. He was totally shocked by what he saw. There in the middle of the town square was a minister tied to a whipping post, his back laid bare, and bloody, with the bones of his ribs showing. He had been scourged mercilessly like Jesus with whips laced with metal. Patrick Henry is quoted as saying, "When they stopped beating him, I could see the bones on his rib cage. I turned to someone and asked what the man had done to deserve such a beating as this. He was scourged for not taking a license." The reply given him was that a man being scourged was a minister who refused to take a license. He was one of the 12 who were locked in jail because they refused to take a license. A license often becomes an arbitrary control by government that makes a crime out of what ordinarily would not be a crime. It turns a right into a privilege. 3 days later, they scourged him to death. Now, this was an incident which sparked Christian attorney. Oh, did I say that? Did I say that in one sentence, a Christian attorney? Patrick Henry, to write the famous words which later became the rallying cry for the revolution. What is that gentleman's wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Later he made this part of his famous speech at St. John's Episcopal Church in Richmond, Virginia. John. The Orwellian memory hole that so many people like to flush the real facts and the real history of this country down, never to be seen or heard from again. It's being kept alive, folks, by programming such as this, by the works of people that want freedom and liberty, that want it for their successive generations. John, do you have any children?
I have, a daughter. My son was killed about 7 months ago, so I had two. I still have two.
I'm sorry. You know, I was not even aware of that.
Oh, yeah. In January, my son was killed in an automobile accident.
I am very sorry to hear that. For your remaining children, what future do you want to see for them?
Well, I have an obligation to give them an inheritance of good government. If I do nothing, I know they will not inherit that. I have an obligation to give my children a desire for truth, a desire for knowledge, and I think I've done that. Because with truth and knowledge, then they can make their own right choices. We've got to give our children spirit, and a spirit to stand up, and boldness to stand up for what's right and what's wrong, and hopefully I've done that. That'll be... We'll decide, but
well, that's
I can't give them all that by doing nothing and just watching the news and calling my representative and complaining about it. I've got to figure out what happened here. The Lord tells us he wants us to be either hot or cold. If you're neutral, if you're neither hot nor cold, the Lord will vomit you out, either before the Lord or against him. Being against the Lord is a whole lot better than saying, just sitting on the fence, vacillating, well, I believe this, and yeah, I'm a Christian, but, you know, all this stuff. I mean, that's the worst place to be.
How can a lot of people call themselves to be Christian if they do not follow? And when we talk about law in this country, folks, you know, this is why I'm putting up this Kennedy deal. Because in his 35-minute sermon, he went into the true history. You know, there's a lot of detractors, a lot of people that didn't like necessarily the message, so what they needed to do was trash the Founding Fathers. And gosh, have we seen those articles. And most of them were deist, you understand. Well, I'm going to tell you what. When they did this convention, it was acrimonious. There were fistfights. There was screaming. There was yelling. There was a bunch of things going on. And the one guy that they said was the grand... poobah here of being a deist was Benjamin Franklin. It was Franklin himself that was well into his 80s at the time, the oldest one to sign the Declaration of Independence, said that, look, you people have got to stop this. What we need to do is start every session with a prayer. Now, this is the grand poobah of the deist that says that we've got to do prayer here. One of the observers that was going through this process wrote the very next day, it was like a light had gone on. The entire mood of that body, that assemblage, changed overnight. These men put aside their personal differences. They wrote out the Declaration of Independence. They went on to write the Constitution, which started this country. Now, this is what the Orwellian memory flushers out there would like you to believe. There was only two or three men tops, the signatories on the Declaration of Independence that you would not consider being a Christian. Only two or three of them. And the rest were. So when we talk about law in this country, folks, you know, there's a big battle going on right now, John. Well, you know, our church is telling us that we've got to obey all the laws of the government, and to do otherwise is against God. The law that these men wrote based on the Bible, the Constitution that they wrote, was based on biblical principle over and out. And for all you clowns out there, and I hate to call my audience clowns, but there's some of you out there that listen. You like to get your giddy ha-has. Read this and read it well. This country, if it's to survive, once again has to adopt these Christian principles. God's law, not necessarily man's that they're cooking up right now. And we promise you that there won't be any burning at the stake or anything else, that if you don't declare yourself to be a Christian, you can ride on the coattails of what the good people have done before in this country, and you can again. Don't worry, John Statmiller is not going to show up at your house in the middle of the night and beat you severely amongst the head and shoulders with a Bible to get you to submit. I promise you. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
We've got loaded phones here, folks. And think about what I just said. Why was this country as great as it was? Who was it that said if this country ever ceases to be good, it will cease to be great? What we have been handed is another version of what is to consider to be good? No. And for the rest of the people out there that want to do whatever they want to do, well, that's fine. You can do that. And if you're not a particularly godly person, well, you can go to hell of your own accord. But the point is, that when you have honesty, you have people treating each other honestly and fairly, you have government that's transparent, no scallywags, no bureaucrats making under-table deals, no people rolling in with millions of dollars to get their way in corporate America anymore. That's not the way this was supposed to be. This is, John, I've said this and I'll say it again. This country, in my estimation, is like Disneyland. It was a place that was fanciful, that was wonderful, that was so many different things. It was so great. But not anymore. And people are still standing around scratching their head going, well, gee, I don't know what went wrong. Well, maybe I ought to go down there and vote for this guy. Maybe that'll make a change. They're not getting it, are they?
No, they're not getting it at all. I mean, we did the exact same thing with our automobile industry. We thought we made the best automobiles in the world until the Japanese came in with cars that wouldn't break down. And for 20 more years, we kept saying, and we still make the best automobiles in the world. It's like, man, what planet do you live on? But let me go back to law right quick.
Oh, by the way, before you say anything else, the Detroit, which, by the way, is suffering at 7.5% unemployment, and the front page story of the Detroit News is, hang on to your hats, this is going to get a heck of a lot worse. Detroit had an example from a company called Rolls-Royce that their cars never broke down. And when it did, they would never say that it broke down. It failed to proceed. if it ever anything ever did go wrong. But you're right. I worked in the auto industry. I know what they used to do. And they got their butts kicked when the Japanese, copiers that they are, not innovators, but good copiers, they're good at figuring out problems and then rectifying the problems. Detroit had their head up the proverbial exhaust pipe for all those years and are watching Ford Motor Company being reduced to junk bond status. Do you think, John, that Henry Ford's turning in his grave right now?
I would hope so. but that just shows the human nature, is that we will become proud and prideful and rest on our laurels. And I think that was one of the problems of the so-called greatest generation, the World War II generation, is they rested on their laurels to where they said, we're the greatest. And America went to hell in a handbasket while these people did nothing. The so-called greatest generation. They allowed Social Security, socialism, and all this stuff to come in. And I'm not sure they're the greatest generation. But going back to law.
But could it be that they were not really informed as to the function of government and understanding how government's supposed to operate and, more importantly, the limitations of that government? Could they have been sold a bill of goods,
idea? No, they were misled. There's no doubt about it. But I think that they were better educated than we are today and should have known better. But they're the ones that did let it slip out.
All right. We've got to take the break here. Callers, hang on. We'll get to your calls. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. And next hour, John, we're going to talk about the solutions to this problem. You know, everybody wants to line up and complain, but they don't want to talk about the solutions. And more importantly, it might mean that they have to get involved, roll up their sleeves, maybe sweat of the brow a little bit, but for themselves and their posterity, their children, their unborn children yet to come, and their children. Folks, this is not an exercise here. This is not a stage play and a rehearsal. This is the real deal. We'll take the break, short break, be back right after this.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.